Welcome to the Revenue Marketing Report powered by CaliberMind. This is your podcast for B2B marketers to up-level their skills in leadership. I'm your host, Kamala Thompson, and today I'm joined by Ian Michaels. Ian, welcome back. Let's talk KPIs and establishing a cadence around them. Maybe we start with what those KPIs should look like.
KPIs are a big one. It is interesting. I don't know if you've ran into this, but as we were rolling out different measurement tools and I'm working with different clients, I would always ask them, what are your KPIs? As marketers, what are your KPIs? And I would say more than 50% of the time, they didn't have them. Just wasn't a thing. I don't know if you ran into that or not as you worked across different teams, but it was always really interesting.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
It happens.
Yeah.
So I think it's a great question because those who are listening, this is pretty normal, actually. This is something where teams really struggle with this. Part of the reason being is KPIs are typically viewed from an executive perspective. There's a KPIs for the entire company, not for the marketing team, right? And so I think it's a really good question because as we think about those KPIs, your KPIs need to align to whatever the overarching company's goals are, right? So whatever that may be. So you have to start there. You have to look at that and say, okay, we want to increase our revenue by 25%. We need to build our different accounts out. We need to have a better approach to our account engagement. All of those are the indicators of what you're going to build your KPIs out as. So when I've worked with customers, we start with the basics. Yesterday we made fun of HBR metrics, but that's what we start with. If you don't have any KPIs, we're going to start with the basics, right? We're going to say, okay, well, how many leads do you need to create? How many ops are you looking for? How much pipeline do you need to be able to develop? And if you don't have those, look at last year, look at the previous year. You need to be able to look at your previous data points to be able to know what are you measuring against. You can't just blindly go in and start building out these KPIs. But I would say most likely your key practical indicators are going to be based upon what you previously had and trying to grow those and based upon what you've seen and push yourself a bit. That's why you have those there, right? Is to push yourself. And so don't just say, well, year over year, we have 20% growth. No, like go 30%. Figure out how do you push yourself within those things.
Yeah. And it is risky to set goals for folks because if you set the wrong one, you can accidentally encourage the wrong behavior. I think salespeople, sales managers know this so well because a poorly defined comp plan, chaos. But I've seen it in marketing. And even as a leader, we had to start with qualified lead.
Yep.
And the behavior I saw then compared to when we had the visibility into pipeline generated, the behavior shifted completely. We changed how we refined our targeting and how we thought about conversion rates and all of these things that are super important. I think if marketers take one thing away from this from me, I'm sure they'll get a lot more from you. But the one thing would be your leadership team won't be disappointed in a lower MQL number if your conversion rates are up and your pipeline is up. And I think that's something we don't hang on to enough.
That's so good. Yeah. I mean, I'm always cautious with pipeline, but you're absolutely right. Pipeline's still an executive number. Executives report on it all day. It's probably because it's a magical number. They can just, it's just this elusive pipeline number and people still love it. And yet it could completely go away the next day once sales closes something and like it's a closed loss. But it's a thing and it's there. But you're absolutely right. If those accelerators are all there, that's a great kind of like that's the ending place. So how do you build your KPIs off of that, right? And that is typically how do we drive qualified leads? How do we drive up like certain types of ops, right? Businesses have multiple types of ops. So even within your KPIs, don't settle for just new opportunities, new business. Like look at your current existing ops, your renewals. Help tell you what, if you're a marketer and you're coming into the conversation and you're saying, hey, sales, I'm going to help you drive 20% more growth in renewals. Okay, let's talk. Let's figure that out. Let's do that. Like, you are going to be transforming your marketing team because you're getting into the right conversations, right? Marketers so often sit in new business, and rightfully so, because the business grows off of new business. But the business grows off of new business because that new business begins to renew. That's how the business continues to grow. If it's one for one where you get new business and then they don't renew, your business doesn't grow. So get into those conversations as well. Start building your KPIs out for your existing business, your renewals, upsells. Get a part of those conversations, and start building out KPIs along those. And it's okay. I don't know. I'm curious to get your thoughts on it, but my approach within KPIs too is have KPIs within different aspects of the business. Like, it doesn't have to be here's all of our KPIs. Just set up three KPIs for new business, set up three KPIs for a renewal, set something up where it's a little bit more manageable. It's kind of pieced out to where it's easier to understand and start approaching it.
Absolutely. So I think we're talking about what those are. Lead volume is important. Like we said, it's not the end all be all, but it is important. I like to look at conversion rate from lead to opportunity and trend that over time. And what that tells me, so marketers need to know that the different channels they use work at different points in the sales cycle. They don't all lend themselves well to, let's say, drawing somebody in or an awareness play, and they don't all lend themselves well to converting somebody from somebody who's considering things and actually talking to sales. So there's different things that work at different times. We need to get to a place where we can measure that and look at the conversion rate by channel, because that helps us understand if we're short on pipeline, which is something we should be looking at so we can see when we're behind. What can I do immediately to change this quarter's outcome?
That's right.
And it sounds hard, but if you set up campaigns well, and meaning we can get into that some other time, it's going to be a huge dissertation, and I'm sure we'll have slightly differing point of views, but it's fine. But as long as you have the data in place, it's pattern matching, which is something we do since childhood. It's how we recognize people's faces, brands we like all of these things. We're looking at a prolonged period of time, usually, hopefully, 5 quarters worth of data, and we're looking at whether or not we're on pace or behind pace, and just looking for things that jump out at us. And that's kind of a superpower I think executives have to learn. But I think it's a superpower anyone can get. It's just looking for the thing that jumps out at you.
Yeah, it is pattern recognition. You're it's spot on. It's such a great and simple way to break it down. And what that also does for a marketer is with the proper infrastructure and that pattern recognition, when your executive does come to you and ask, hey, where do we got an extra 10 grand, where do we need to invest it? You, like you said, you have 5 quarters worth of data. You can immediately identify where you need to invest it to know this will help produce pipeline, right? If you have that properly set up there, that's ideal. That's key. Now, those aren't, I wouldn't say that's so much as KPIs, but that's just when you have proper KPIs in place, it sets you up for success to be able to, when those conversations do have, when, hey, you know what, we had X number of budget allocated here, that got shut down, we're going to move it over here. Now you can actually make moves and you can be quick with it. And you're not sitting there trying to figure it out. You can feel really confident within those moves.
Right. And as boring as looking at numbers might be, the reason why we suggest looking at several quarters and looking at it regularly, once a week, once every 2 weeks, the more you look at something, the more you'll notice as things change and what's normal. So when you fall out of normal, you're much quicker to pick it up. So it's repetition, like anything.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's absolutely key. And that's also, I think, a good point of I'm a big proponent of getting a data analyst onto the marketing team.
Yes.
Do not have a data analyst that lives on a separate team, on a data team or IT team or whatever. You need one on marketing. Through osmosis, they will start absorbing what's important, what's valuable, and that will be absolutely crucial for you to help start telling a data story, to understand what these patternizations are, for all of those different things. It's crucial to have that person living within marketing.
That's a great call out because, some people, they don't like numbers, they're intimidated by them, whatever. Pair yourself with somebody who loves this stuff. And I think you're absolutely right. They need to be on the team because what makes a really good analyst isn't just the ability to crunch numbers, it's the ability to understand the greater business context and where to look next. So their real value isn't producing good reports. That's important. Their real value is saying, hey, I've noticed a change here, and here are the three channels we need to look at to figure out why that happened.
That's right.
Awesome. Awesome.
Amazing stuff. Yeah, because most marketers are very creative naturally, and that's, I think, even marketing ops roles have that balance of more of statistically mindset, looking for outliers with the creative side. And you see marketing ops roles kind of ebb and flow between those two. But truly having someone who just understands data and understands like those outliers and is a little more statistically minded, the marketer can then do just exactly what they naturally do best, right? Build a marketing team with different strengths, not all the same strengths, right? And when you have that strength of statistics, that they will live and breathe in that, and they will excel and do great. And the guy and the individual who's lives and breathes building out really cool designs and whatnot for marketing will continue to do what they do without being bogged down by data. Like it's just it enables the team to really accelerate and move a lot faster.
Yeah, and I have met a few marketers who just have a block when it comes to numbers. So that's fine. They were still really good at what they did, and we paired them with somebody who could, in a very, and that's the other thing is communication skills with your analyst can be hard to find as a combo, but could gently nudge them in the direction they needed to go.
That's why they have to be on your team,
Yeah.
because that is very common. And if they live on a separate team, communicate, it's going to even be even harder. So again, that I'm a believer in that osmosis effect. Let them be on your team, let them be on the calls, let them hear what you're saying. They're going to be much more introspective. They're going to kind of, but they're going to listen, and they're going to hear it, and they're going to do it, right? They may not talk as much, but they're going to do those things, right? And so I think, yeah, I think that's a good call. But again, an advocate for them being on marketing. So,
Well, I'm excited for our next discussion, which is actually taking these data reviews and coming up with a strategy. We might use some storytelling to do so. Listeners, thank you so much for tuning in to the Revenue Marketing Report. Please tell two friends, subscribe, download, whatever you can helps. And for those of you looking for more great content like this, check out CaliberMind.com.